Richard Brody, Ted Fay, Brian Carpenter. These are the finalists in Sale of the Century's Salute to True Romance. And today, one of them will win a fabulous Ford Probe worth over $14,000. It's Sale of the Century's Salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. We are delighted to have you with us as our Salute to True Romance comes to a close today. You met the three top scorers there at the beginning of the show. Matter of fact, we had to have a playoff drawing because three people were tied there, and these are the three people who came out on top. So we're delighted to welcome them back. Summer Bartholomew will give them a more formal intro, and then we'll tell you where we stand. Summer?
Yes.
Hello there.
Yes.
Our first contestant is originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Let's welcome Richard Brody.
Richard.
Originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let's a big welcome to Ted Fay.
Hello, Ted.
And he's originally from Brownsville, Texas. Big hand to Brian Carpenter.
Brian. And I know you've got some great bargains to finish it up with. Thank you, Summer. Well, let's get reacquainted here. We talked about different things, your romance, but I know with all three of you, we didn't talk about what you do for a living. So, Richard, we'll start with you, originally from Boston. What do you do, sir?
Well, believe it or not, I'm working my way as a baseball umpire right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very important to make friends with the catcher because the ball can come very fast.
Yes, I would think so. If he pulls that glove down, you could be in a lot of trouble.
That's right,
Jim. Nice to have you here. Sounds like a fascinating job. And Ted is originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And what do you do for a living, sir?
Jim, I work for a major record company and have a great boss, Bud. He's a great guy. And it's great to be here.
The way you said that, did you have to take the day off to join us today, Ted? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to have you here. And Brian, originally from Brownsville, Texas, what do you do for a living, sir?
I do desktop publishing, which means I take my personal computer and a printer and do things like invitations, resumes, and flyers on request.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Yeah, well, you all have interesting jobs, and you are obviously three bright gentlemen. We're delighted to welcome you back here for the finals of the tournament, our True Romance. All three of our players have had an opportunity at the winner's big money game. They've all picked up some lovely prizes. Today, there will be some great instant bargains, I promise you, but they are playing for that beautiful car. The one who's on top at the end gets the car, and let's get started. $20 starts you all off, and here we go. This season, another hot romance will develop between Dex and Alexis on What Nighttime Soap? Dex and Alexis? No? We're off to a great start. Oh, if you hear Alexis all together now.
Dynasty.
No one wanted to try that. Obviously your favorite show there, fellas.
Obviously.
What are you and your boyfriend doing if you're running off and secretly getting married? Ted!
Eloping.
Or your girlfriend, yes, that's right. And then yes. 5 goes to 25. Our writers tried to be fair, switching back and forth boyfriend, girlfriend, but sometimes it doesn't work out. Ted's got the lead. What is your hobby if you're trying to fill in 44 across, 33 down? Richard?
Doing crossword puzzles.
That's what it is, and Richard gets his first 5 on the plus side. At Christmas time, what are couples supposed to do if they see a sprig of mistletoe? Brian!
Kiss!
That's right, beating Ted with the buzzer, we've got a three-way tie. As far as romance goes, Dorothy Parker once said, men seldom make passes, Brian.
At girls who wear glasses.
And Brian goes into the lead by 5. What type of restaurant could you and your date dine on dishes like dim sum, kung pao? Ted?
Chinese.
Chinese is right, you tie Brian for the lead. Time now for an instant bargain. Normally the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but Ted and Brian, we have a tie. Only one of you can have this when you hear the low Sale of the Century price at your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Ted O'Brien, with a busy, hectic schedule like you've got, this prize would really come in handy. How about a messenger service that does all those errands you've been avoiding? Grocery shopping, running to the bank, stopping at the cleaners and more. Designed to make life easier for you from I'll Do It. And to make sure you don't even have to worry about keeping your house clean, we'll throw in $600 cash for maid service. It's normally priced at $900, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
I must do one thing now. We will clear it. We will clear it because, gentlemen, I said when you hear the low sale of the century price. I'm not sure whether Ted or Brian wanted to jump in. So, Summer, if you will finish up there with the $600 in main service and give us the prize, the money once again.
It's normally priced at $900, but today on sale of the century, it's just for only $6.
And Brian, distill me, Ted, to the buzzer. All right. That takes care of the formalities there. I wanted to be fair because we say it often that the once you hear the low sale of the century price. Interesting how you both like that, though. They were jumping right in there.
Like
Brian, you've got somebody to do your chores and a small matter of $600 in cash to go with it. Cost you $6. We will knock it off. Ted's got the lead, but Brian got something he wanted. This comedian's partner in life is actress Donna Dixon. His sometimes partner on stage was John Belushi. Brian.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd is right, and Brian gets 5 of the 6 right back. One question separates the players. One of the most beautiful and romantic places in the world is this California city nicknamed City by the Bay. Richard.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is right. You've tied Ted for the lead. $1 separates the players. In November of 1842, a Southern belle named Mary Todd gave her hand in marriage, Ted.
Lincoln.
To Abraham Lincoln. You're right, and Ted goes into the lead by 5. To tell your girlfriend how you feel about her, you might quote the poetic line, "How do I love thee, Brian?
Let me count the ways."
And beating everyone on the buzzer, Brian goes into the lead again. Very, very close match. $10 money card up on the board. And as we go to the fame game, we look for a famous person. I am the world's highest paid performer with a 1988 estimated income of $6. Brian?
Bob Hope.
Incorrect. Now the rest of the question will clear it, continue for Richard and Ted. A 1988 estimated income of $60 million. I was born in the American Midwest in 1958. Ted?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is right for control of the board. $10 money card is rare, so I'm
number 2.
Lights are flashing. We lock in. You've got a $1 lead, Ted, but it's close. Good luck.
Okay, $10 money card.
No. Lands on number 9, and he gets...
It's a sculpture. Miller Imports Armani. Hand painted in Italy, Lady with Flowers is designed with intricate detail. Styled with the elegance of classic European sculpture. Furnished by Miller Imports.
$350 sculpture, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Did you notice that Ted had the same tone of voice when he said great for the sculpture that when he said his boss is the nicest person in the world?
No,
yeah,
he
that's
is
the ticket.
Nicest person.
He is, he is. Ted at 35, Brian at 34, Richard at 30. Here's a question for 5. Just because she loves you, your girlfriend buys you some Aramis and Polo. Ted.
Cologne.
Cologne's the right, and Ted goes into the lead at 40. According to the Cole Porter tune, birds do it, bees do it. Richard.
Let's fall in love.
Even educated fleas do it. Do what? Fall in love. You're right. You go to 35 in second place. At the end of a long work week, you might get up and yell TGIF. Richard.
Thank gosh it's Friday.
Will we accept that? Yes, we will. That's right. Thank gosh it's Friday, which is a nicer way of putting it. And thank God it's Friday. You hear it as well. And you tied Ted for the lead at 40. Ironically, in the movie The Greek Tycoon, Jacqueline Bisset played the part of another famous Jacqueline, Brian.
Jackie Onassis.
Jackie Onassis is right, Brian, to 39. $1 again separating the players. For your sweetheart's birthday, you decide to surprise her with a pet Pekingese. Brian?
A dog.
That's a dog, and Brian goes into the lead. Brian, great time to be in the lead because, Brian, this could be yours.
Brian, a perfect place for love to bloom in the warmth of Hawaii. Pleasant Hawaiian holidays, exciting week for two in famous Waikiki, including air transportation from Los Angeles, luxury accommodations, and a car for a day. Furnished by Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays. It's normally priced at $2,248. But today on sale of the century, it's just for only $10.
Oh!
I've never been to Hawaii. I've always wanted to go there.
Oh.
This is killing me.
Oh.
Nah, I'm up such a, up against...
I will leave it to the audience then. Since he really wants to go to Hawaii, should I help him out? Would you like to see a three-way tie? Would you like to go to Hawaii for $4, Brian? Yes, indeed. $2,248 tip for $4. All right.
Right.
Of course, that means you now have to take that entire audience with you to Hawaii.
Come
You're
on.
Right. We'll knock off the four. We do indeed have a three-way tie. Enjoy that. That should be a wonderful holiday. For many years, model Jerry Hall has been romantically linked to what, Brian?
Mick Jagger.
Of the Rolling Stones. You're right, and you're back in the lead by five. On what river could you take a glorious steamboat ride between, Ted?
The Mississippi.
The cities of Baton Rouge and New Orleans? Oh. Yeah, Mississippi it is. He jumped in right, and he tied Brian for the lead. What are we referring to when we speak about Old Glory? Ted?
The flag.
That's right, and Ted goes into the lead by a question. If you're marrying a math teacher, you'd better know what Greek symbol is equal to 3.14, Richard?
Pi.
Pi is exactly right. Richard goes to 45. And again, one question separating the players. Some of the most historic ruins, beautiful churches, and friendliest people can be found in this boot-shaped European nation. Brian.
Italy.
Italy is right. You beat Ted to the buzzer and tied him for the lead. Yes. Talking about Italy, I love Italy, and the Italians are very emotional and very outgoing. They love to gesture and touch, and I don't know if you saw it in the paper, but actor Walter Matthau was recently in Italy making a movie, and he said afterwards he kissed his director more in 3 weeks than he had his wife in 30 years. We'll be back to finish up True Romance. Somebody gets a car. Don't go away. Thank you, Don, and back to the finals of our Salute to True Romance. And if you weren't with us at the beginning of the show, one of our champions here is going to win that car. They've all had a crack at the winner's big money game, so they will not be playing that. They're playing today for the car, but in order to make up for it at the end of this segment, $5,000 on the line with the instant cash. And it's very, very close. Richard at 45, Ted and Brian both at 50. Back to the fame game. Another money card up there on the board, and we look for a famous thing. I am a natural material that has been used by man for over 10,000 years. Today, my worldwide production is nearly 6 billion pounds a year. I am naturally flame resistant. I can absorb... Brian.
Asbestos.
No, incorrect. I'm the rest of the question. You stay at 50. We'll clear it. Continue for Richard and Ted. And I can absorb nearly one-third my weight without feeling wet. I'm used to cover tennis balls, piano hammers, for blankets. Richard.
Wool?
Wool is exactly right, and you've got control of the board. You're trailing by five as we lock in with a $15 money card. Where, son?
It's family number four.
Either money card gives you the lead, Richard. Good luck.
Jim, I'd really like that $15 money card. Now!
No, bounce off, it lands on number six, and he gets...
It's sunglasses. The General Ray-Ban's 50th anniversary commemorative sunglasses. 24-karat gold finish plus new RB50 lenses for ultimate protection. From Bausch & Lomb.
$280 worth of sunglasses. Not the money card you were looking for, and that means in this all-important match, when it comes up, all three money cards will be up there with the third and final fame game. Right now, with all three of you back in, a question for five. Studying sexual behavior together led to the famous marriage, Ted?
Masters and Johnson.
That's right, they got married, and Ted was under the lead by far. You jump your opponent's pieces, move to the end of the board, Richard.
Checkers.
And ask him to king you. That's the game. Checkers it is. You tie Brian for second. Still, that one question difference. Secrets and Wanderlust are two of the best-selling romance novels by Danielle... Who? Brian, we'll accept that. Yes, do you know it?
Steele.
That's right. And you get another five. You tie Ted for the lead. Had a check with our judge. You were right on that buzzer. We give you the benefit of the doubt in that case. And now with the instant cash, Ted and Brian.
Oh, man.
Two boxes have $100 bills. One today as we finish up True Romance. And as promised, it's worth $5,000. One in three shot at $5,000. Maybe it would cost you and you wouldn't get a chance at the car. You never know. Maybe you can have both. You don't know that either. Ted and Brian, would one of you like a shot at that $5,000 for $20? $15? $10? $5? Ooh, that's surprising, especially if I say less than a question, $2. Go at 10, we'll try for 2. $2. That's all it's costing. We'll knock the $2 off, and now Ted. Good luck.
Three, Jim.
Number three. He said with utter confidence, Ted, good luck as you open it up.
Good luck, Ted.
$100, Jim. But it's great. I still need it.
One, Jim.
One, Jim.
One. Well, it's still one question separating the players. We're going down on the wire with a great match of three very nice guys right after this.
Back to the finals of the Salute to True Romance, and it's very close. Richard is at $50, Ted is at $53, and Brian is at $55. One question separates the players. During the break, somebody handed me a little key. I'll hand it to one of these three gentlemen in just a few moments. Let us get back. According to Greek myth, the Trojan War began when this beautiful woman's face, Richard,
Helen,
launched the thousand ships. Helen it is. You've tied Brian for the lead. As a tribute to its cafes and boulevards, Cole Porter wrote, Richard,
Paris,
that he loved this romantic European city in the springtime. Yes, great anticipation, Paris it is. Richard goes into the lead. Speaking of Paris, French and Italian are both considered Romance languages because they developed from what ancient language, Richard?
Latin.
From Latin is right. Three in a row for Richard. He's at 65. But as promised, all three money cards up there on the board could be the difference. The final fame game and a famous person. My name was given to several queens, but I was the most famous. I was the last of a line that had ruled my country for 300 years. While I was not particularly beautiful, I was intelligent, witty, and very ambitious, attracting some of the great leaders of my day. At 18, I became queen and ruled Egypt with my 10-year-old brother, Brian.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra is right. Yeah, there were a lot of Cleopatras. But she, the one we're talking about, the most famous, you've got control. $25 money card, where, Sonny?
I'm in number five.
And you are trailing by $10, Brian, as we lock into your buzzer. Good luck.
$25 money card now.
No, lands on number eight, and he gets...
It's cookware. Permanent cookware features exclusive multi-core five-ply construction, minimum moisture cooking, and gentle, even heat distribution. Furnished by Permanent.
Well, fittingly, it is a very big prize. That is $1,000 worth of cookware, as a matter of fact, Brian. That is yours. And now with all three players back in, the game is close. And at the end of this speed round, that of course we're going to finish up the match with, the player in the lead at the end of the speed round has the car. 60 seconds on the clock. And it is anybody's game. Richard in the lead now at 65. Brian at 55. Ted at 53. Good luck to three very nice and very bright gentlemen as we start that all-important speed round. Now, what romantic leading man was nicknamed the Sheik? Brian. Time. According to the old English proverb, misery loves Richard.
Company.
Right. At a romantic French restaurant, how many people are served by a Chateaubriand adieu?
Two.
Right, Brian. Yes. What country was once ruled by a married couple named Nicholas and Alexandra? Ted.
Russia.
Right. Although it means everything in romance, in what sport does love mean nothing? Brian.
Tennis.
Right. Being with you and One Heartbeat are two of the romantic hits by Motown singer Smokey. Brian.
Robinson.
Right. The famous actress who's put out a romantic fragrance called Passion is Elizabeth.
Ted. Taylor.
Right. What does your girlfriend collect if her hobby is philately? Richard.
Stamps.
Right. From what type of hotspot would you expect to see lava or magma? Richard.
A volcano.
Right. Despite his romantic indiscretion, what former PTL leader still is a happy marriage? Ted.
Jim Baker.
Right. What U.S. state is the third largest in land area and first in top 10?
Texas.
Wrong. Oh. Holden Caulfield is the hero of J.D. Salinger's great novel called
Richard. Catcher in the Rye.
Yes. Because so much of it was unexplored, what continent was nicknamed? Time is up, and Richard is the champion. Congratulations. Back to Richard. In just a moment, we'll give him a chance to relax. First of all, Ted, the third largest in land area and first in population is California. Right. And the Sheik, Brian, it's the one that got you thrown off. Did you think of it now?
Valentino.
Valentino, Rudolph Valentino, yes. Well, we have to say goodbye to Ted and to Brian, but certainly two worthy finalists. And boy, what a nice way to say goodbye. Ted, first of all, you've got that wonderful spa. You've got the Exercycles, color television, dishwasher, sculpture, $3,063 in cash. And for the True Romance Tournament, over $10,500. Ted, congratulations. Brian? Yeah, you also got a different kind of Exercycle, a fur jacket. I know you said you love the clock, the messenger service. Trip to Hawaii is wonderful. Now that cookware, and with $1,465 in cash, you are over $11,900. Congratulations to you as well, sir. Good player. But Richard Brody, congratulations. You are the new champion. And Richard, as you and I go up and take a look at it, Don's going to tell you all about that beautiful car that is yours. Richard, come with me. Don, if you will.
Congratulations, Richard. You just won a 1989 Ford Probe GL. Features a 2.2-liter fuel-injected engine, automatic transmission, air conditioning, and AM-FM stereo cassette. Furnished by Walker Berge Ford. This prize is worth $14,571.
That's terrific, Richard. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
As promised, I have the keys in the pocket. They are yours. The car is yours. How's that color suit?
It's perfect. It's exactly the color I picked.
Terrific. You've got a great total. We'll come back and add up that total and tell you where we stand. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Beautiful. Well, that wraps up our Salute to True Romance. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. We go back to regular play on our next show. Our champion, Lisa Burrell, will be back trying to keep her championship. Richard Brody, we congratulate you, our champion of champions. And he is finished up with $21,167 with True Romance on sale of the century. Bye for now, my friends.